Hi. So I'm finally answering the questions you guys sent through, and I want to say thank you because since posting the Google form, I now have 1,000 followers, so I want to say thank you for that. Yeah, I'm happy you guys like listening to me. I think I'm just gonna start answering the questions. My first question reads, why do you make intimate personal audios instead of more scripted ones? I think, I don't know, maybe it's like I think it's probably because it's what I seek, 'cause that's what I like. Yeah, and I don't think I'm not very good at scripted ones. I've tried like doing script fills, but it just didn't work. Yeah, I think I'm more comfortable with this arrangement. And the next question. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? I think I will go with the large duck. And then the next question reads, any story behind how you came up with your username? There is a particular performer. I listen to their audios quite a lot, and one of the pet names they used for the listener was Kitty Cat, and I kind of liked it. I liked it, so yeah, it stuck. And then, how would you react if your partner came to you and confessed that they've been thinking about getting penis enlargement surgery? Well, I don't really think it's my choice what they want to do with their body. Sure, they can do it if they can afford it. It's fine. But I mean, we'll just have to like find other ways of keeping each other satisfied during recovery time. Thoughts on fisting? If you like it, that's fine. I respect you, but it's not really my thing. I don't think I could ever do something like that. I don't know. Yeah, it's not for me. Do you find muscular men more attractive than non-muscular men? No. I don't. I think, I don't know. Every person, I feel like when it comes to physical attraction, I think you can be, you can be sexy without being ripped. Yeah. Like, I also just feel like, there's room for everyone, Thoughts on male height? Okay, so I'm not really tall. I'm not tall at all. I think, yeah, I'm 5'3" or 160 centimeters. So on average, men are taller than me, but I don't really care. Yeah, I short kings are cool too. Are there any body types you're not attracted to? For example, fat, bald, and short. I can say that I haven't met someone like that has repulsed me before. It's not really something that I think about. Yeah, so like, yeah, not particularly. I just think a person needs to take care of themselves. Yeah. Do you have any age you wouldn't go below with sexual interaction? Do you mind if someone is, for example, 18 to 20? I generally have a thing for someone who's older than me, be it by a year or like 5. But I think I just around my general age, because I'm 21, so I don't know, like I just feel like okay, if I do meet someone who's like, say, 19, for example, and we click very well, I'm not gonna write that person off. I guess. But I prefer someone who's around my age or older. Ever had a gang bang or gang bang fantasy? I've never had a gang bang. I've never participated in a gang bang. But I do have fantasies about that. I think it would be fun. What's my favorite food? I like cheesecake. Would you describe your ideal male partner? Well, for starters, someone who likes me. I don't know. I would like someone who respects me. Maybe, we share common interests. And someone who's caring, kind. Someone who's willing to explore sexually. Yeah. Would you tell us about your sexual past? In real life or online experiences? I think maybe I should keep that a secret. Yeah. I'm not really like I don't have exciting stories, but I think I'll keep that a secret for a little bit. And I'll tell you guys when I feel like I would like to. Oh, I just realized, like, I haven't been reading the names of people who's. Oh, well, never mind. What GWA tags are you most drawn to, and which do you wish there were more of? I really like well, just based off of the nature of the audios that I record, I am sure that you have guessed I am a switch. But I quite like, Daddy Dom stuff. That's good. M Sub stuff is really nice. Just in general, like having my like well as the listener being the sub or dom, like I quite like that. I also have a little thing for CNC. And what I wish there was more of. I haven't really thought about that. Yeah, I don't really. It's not something I think about very much. Yeah. Is it ever acceptable to Rickroll someone during sex? If you do believe it's acceptable, then when is the best time to do it to someone? For example, during their orgasm, or during foreplay, or perhaps when that person is orally pleasuring you, etc. I do not think it's acceptable. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, because personally, if I was in the situation, and you do that to me, I don't think I'd be very happy. Yeah. What faraway places have you traveled to? What places would you really like to travel to? And most importantly, what part of the world would you most like to go to for some sexy activities? Okay. I have not traveled very far, so yeah. Where would I like to go? I would like to go to Japan. I would also like to go to Europe. Where else? I think those are my two top picks. Where would I like to go for some sexy activities? That has not crossed my mind whatsoever, so I am unable to answer that question. Well, yeah, no, I cannot answer that. What is your favorite position? And is it dragon style, in which the woman swoops down, arms outstretched like wings, and the man has to thrust his dragon slaying spear just at the right spot, or risk being killed by fire? If the woman doesn't actually breathe fire for some reason, she can just aggressively blow puffs of air at the man's face while going, "Rar, rar, give me your treasures, human." That's silly. My favorite position. From the back. And I think I would like to see my partner. Yeah. I like to see their face. It's nice to see, you know, someone feel good. Yeah, I feel like dragon style is overkill. What is your favorite sexual fantasy that you've never been able to do yet? I think it would be quite fun to like go outside with a toy inside me. Yeah, that sounds fun. Do you fap to audios or do you just listen to them for purely intellectual purposes? If it's the latter, do you do it while cosplaying as Gordon Ramsay and criticizing things you dislike about them? For example, this audio's volume is so low that I expect it to fly off in the Millennium Falcon. Okay. No, I don't. I like to listen for for pleasure purposes. I've had people like ask me to like listen to their stuff and give feedback. Yeah, and you know, from the people that have asked me, you know who you are. Yeah, I think a lot of you guys sound really, really nice. It's enjoyable. What fictional character possesses the most qualities that you look for in a romantic partner? Okay. Okay. I don't know. I do not know. Yeah, I haven't encountered many fictional characters who I think possess the qualities that I want. Yeah. What's your favorite thing to do after getting some good loving? I like to cuddle. Cuddles and taking a nap. Yeah. And all these questions from like, which tags am I drawn to down to this one? They were asked by Mr. Tinkles. Mr. Tinkles, thank you very much. They were funny. And then Randy asks me, are you interested in the kinks within the audios you do, Or do your real life preferences differ? I'm interested. What and how did you get what or how did you get into making audios? I've been listening to like audio porn for a while. And yeah, I quite liked it, and I thought that it would be good for me if, I posted something. I didn't think much of it at the time, but yeah, it's cool that you guys like listening to me. But yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah, also it's fun. I feel like I'm getting used to hearing myself, so that's also wonderful. Elder Logan asks, would you describe an orgasm? Okay. I don't know how to do that. I feel like I just know that it feels really good. And my toes curl a little bit, and I don't know, it's like electric. Well, that's how I experience it, and like it's like, well, my body kind of like tenses up, and then I when I release, it's just so wonderful. Yeah, now I kind of want to experience an orgasm now. Thank you for that. And then you secret admirer asks, tell us your hair color, eye color, and height. I already mentioned my height before. Well, it's 5'3", 160 centimeters. And then my hair color is dark brown. My eyes are also brown. My hair color is natural. Any tattoos? Nope. But I would like to get some in future. Piercings, only my ears are pierced. I have two piercings on one side and three on the other. The perfect kiss. Describe the perfect kiss. Okay, I think I also kind of think like it depends on the situation. Like, is it a perfect kiss while you're getting it on, or is it like a post-date type thing? I think it's when your partner like doesn't do too much, but also doesn't like do too little. There needs to be a balance. Yeah, enough give and take. Big spoon or a little spoon? I think I am more physically equipped to be a little spoon, but if you would like me to be a big spoon, I'll be a big spoon for you. Yeah, I think I'll be a tiny big spoon, but I can be a big spoon for you. What words or phrases arouse you the most? Well, I like being praised, so that's a thing. I like if you tell me nice things, gets me going. Other phrases. I just generally like to hear the other person. So like if I'm in the mood, you could be saying, like anything, I guess. If I vibe with it, then yeah. But I think at the moment, I really like being praised. Yeah, it does something to me. What's a sexual act you've never done but want to try? I think I would like to try some butt stuff. I think that could be interesting. I've had a lot of people ask me if I've ever done anal. So, I mean, I would like to try and see if I like it or not. And then if I don't, then that's that. What's your favorite place to be touched that's not your genitals? My thighs. I like it when my thighs are squeezed. It's nice. There's a question that I accidentally skipped. What new sex toys would you like to acquire and why? I would like to try out nipple clamps. 'Cause they seem fun. Yeah, I think I would like them. Yeah. Those are about all the questions. Those are all the questions that I received. If you guys like this, you should let me know and maybe I can do another one. Yeah. Also, like, some of y'all just sent me nice things to read and for myself. And I like that. I'm grateful. Thank you. And yeah. If you made it this far, thank you for listening.